please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, happy Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. Tons of NAIA basketball over the weekend. The conference races are starting to shape up. We're starting in some conferences, they're really bunching up. We got some big races, and in other conferences, they're starting to separate, and we'll talk about all that today. Why don't we just go through, because there's a ton of action, especially from Saturday. Number one, Grace College. Yes, they won again. They're 22-0. They beat Spring Arbor 84-67 up at Spring Arbor. Jacob Gibbs, 17 points, and Cade Gibbs, 22 points, 5 rebounds. They're going to play Taylor on Wednesday. Indiana Wesleyan, they went up to Mishawaka. They played Bethel. They beat Bethel 102-88. Good win for Indiana Wesleyan. Really a tough loss for Bethel. Griffin Cleaver, 21 points, 3 rebounds. Nathan Childress, 24.7 rebounds. They're 19-3. They take on Spring Arbor on Wednesday. And Bethel, as we said, they fell. They go to 16-6. They'll play St. Francis on Wednesday. Other action in the Crossroads. Mount Vernon Nazarene won. Huntington beat St. Francis. Marion beat Taylor. So Grace is two games up on Indiana Wesleyan, and then you see Huntington's another two games back of Indiana Wesleyan. Bethel's another game back. Marion's another game back. I think this is a race for third, these three or four right here, Huntington, Bethel, Marion. Maybe St. Francis can sneak in there. Grace and Indiana Wesleyan are kind of battling it out. But I'll be honest with you, I don't see where the two losses are going to come to Grace to let Indiana Wesleyan catch them. In the Sooner Athletic Conference, Langston back to their winning ways, 72-51 over UNT Dallas. Anthony Roy, 17 points, 4 rebounds. Toru Dean, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Langston's 20-1, and they're going to play Mid-America Christian at home on Thursday. Mid-America Christian is good. However, they lost to Science and Arts over the weekend. There it is right there, 104-89. Sagu won over the weekend. Oklahoma City beat up on, well, they won by 3, but Panhandle just can't catch a break. Wayland Baptist beats John Brown, and then Texas Wesleyan wins. Langston is up by 2.5 over Mid-America Christian, who is tied with Sagu. Science and Arts is a game behind, along with Wayland Baptist, and then John Brown one more game behind. This is a race for second. I don't see these teams catching Langston at this point, but let's play the games and find out. In the Cascade Conference on Friday night, College of Idaho, they just mowed down LC State. They shot 67% from the field, 53% from three. They beat them by 41 points. LC State's a very good basketball team. College of Idaho's just on a roll. They go to 20-2. Samaji Morgan, 15 points, 5 assists. Jake O'Neill, 17 points, 4 rebounds. And then on Saturday, they played Walla Walla, a team they were expected to beat. They beat them by 45, that was more expected. Drew Wyman, who's been playing great basketball for the Yotes, 20 points, 4 rebounds. Jake O'Neill doing Jake O'Neill stuff, 13 points, 16 rebounds. When he gets a double-double, he makes it count. So they're 20-2, and they're going to play Warner Pacific next Friday. Oregon Tech on Friday, they beat Multnomah 87-80. Keegan Shivers, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Cam Osborne, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. On Saturday, they beat Warner Pacific. Both those teams are in Portland. They beat them 111-86. Eric Frazier, 20 points. He went 4-for-5 from 3, 5 rebounds. Jackson Cooper, 11 points, 13 rebounds for a double-double. His second, and he's a true freshman. They'll play Southern. They're 17-4. They'll play Southern Oregon on Tuesday over in Klamath Falls. Huge rivalry game. There'll be over 2,000 people there, and it'll be a wild night. We're hoping to get you some video and post-game interviews from that game. Let's take a look at the Cascade Conference over the weekend. Eastern Oregon beat Walla Walla on Friday. They lost to LC State on Saturday. College of Idaho swept the weekend. Corbin swept the weekend. They needed overtime to beat Northwest on Saturday. Southern Oregon split the weekend. They beat Warner Pacific, and they fell to Multnomah on Saturday. As we said, Oregon Tech swept the weekend, and Bushnell did as well. So let's take a quick look at the standings. College of Idaho is a game up on LC State, and then another game back is Oregon Tech. Corbin, you can see this bunch right here. So it's really tightening up. Oregon Tech's going to play Southern Oregon on Tuesday. I'll tell you right now, going over this, take this to the bank. College of Idaho's not going to lose another Cascade Conference game. The schedule's totally in their favor at this point. So everybody's playing for second and third. Trust me. In the KCAC, Oklahoma Wesleyan, they beat St. Mary 76-64. Jaden Litsky, 23 points, 11 rebounds. DJ Talton Jr., 18 points, 8 rebounds. 21-1, and they're going to play Southwestern on Wednesday. What do I say? Buy a ticket. I don't know how much it is, but it's going to be a bargain. That's going to be a great game. So speaking of Southwestern, they beat Sterling 85-59. Kevin Clark, 28 points. Andrew O'Brien really been playing well. 12 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. Man, great game for him. 19-2, and they're going to play Oklahoma Wesleyan on Wednesday. Taking a look at the KCAC standings. Evangel, they beat York. Avila beats Tabor. Ottawa beat Bethel. Kansas Wesleyan, they win. We'll show you in the standings there. There's their friends wins. Let's go to the standings because Kansas Wesleyan gets no respect. So Oklahoma Wesleyan and Southwestern are the teams we always talk about in the KCAC, but Kansas Wesleyan is just a game back from Southwestern. This is still a race for first, a first and second. These guys down here, they're kind of battling out for third at this point. In the Mid-South, Freed Hardman, they win again, 82-58 over Bethel. J.J. Wheat, 14 points, 3 rebounds. Hunter Scurlock, he scored 14 points, 6 rebounds. They go to 19-3. They're going to play Georgetown on Thursday, and Georgetown's really been struggling. They lost again to Lindsey Wilson this time, 64-62. Connor Robinson, 25 points, 4 rebounds, and Bryce Brown, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Georgetown is 17-5 on the season, and as we said, they're going to play Freed Hardman on, what is that, Thursday. There was one game canceled, the non-con. The only other game, Campbellsville beat Cumberland. So Freed Hardman is a half game up on Cumberland's, and then Georgetown is another, what is that, game and a half back from there. So these three teams are going to battle it out there in the Mid-South. I think everybody kind of knew that going in, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Over in the WAC, Lords won again, 101-88 over Northwestern Ohio. Jackie Harris, 26 points, 5 rebounds. Joey Hollifield, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Lords is 19-1. They're going to play Cornerstone on Wednesday. Lawrence Tech got the win. Madonna, another team nobody talks about. They are on a roll. 103-70. They just keep winning. Cornerstone is playing good basketball. Now they struggled early. Indiana Tech beats Aquinas, and Siena Heights wins. So Lords is one game up on Madonna. This is still a very valid race here. I'm not sure if Indiana Tech or Cornerstone can catch them, but look at this race here for third. 1, 2, 3, 4 teams within, what is that? Two games. So that WAC conference could get pretty exciting toward the end of the season. In the Southern States Conference, Tennessee Southern, they beat Dalton State 79-55. Adarian Hudson, 16 points, 2 rebounds. Kendall Wright, 21 points, 6 rebounds. They go to 21-2. This is another team hardly anybody talks about, but they're really on a roll. They're going to play Faulkner on Thursday. And then Mobile beat They went to Loyola and they beat Loyola 62-59. Ezra McKenna, they did a good job. They held him to 12 points. That's a feat right there. Damari Jones, 16 points, 6 rebounds. Mobile goes to 18-5, and they're going to play Middle Georgia on Thursday. Take a look at the rest of the Southern states here. Life beats Thomas. Good win for them. Faulkner wins. Stillman beat William Carey, and then Middle Georgia won. So Tennessee Southern is definitely in charge of this conference. They're 2.5 games, 3 games up. They're 3 games up on Stillman, another game up, 4 games up on Mobile, and then William Carey, Dalton State. So there's really separation here. I think Tennessee Southern's going to win that conference unless something happens there. In the Frontier, Montana Tech beat Montana Western 81-63. Michael Irr, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Could that stat man find one more rebound? Caleb Bellage, 21 points, 5 assists. They go to 18-4, and they're going to play Montana Northern next Saturday. Looking at the Frontier here, the Argos of Providence, they beat Montana Northern in a close game. Carroll wins again. So Carroll is only a game back from Montana Tech. This is really the race here. This is really the race here, right here. Montana Tech and Carroll. Carroll's another team early on nobody was really talking about because they had some early losses. Okay, the GPAC, this is a mess. So Northwestern, they go over to Seward and they get beat by Concordia, 84-81. Noah Shutt, 25 points, 8 rebounds. Bradley Bennett, 17 points, 4 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Northwestern goes to 17-5, and then they have to play Jamestown at Jamestown on Wednesday, a very tall order. Morningside, they get the win over Mount Marty as expected. Jack Dotsler, 15 points, 3 rebounds, and then Daniel Brocale, 14 points. Morningside is 15-6, and they have to go to Dort on Wednesday, another tall order. This is what I wanted to show you. Well, let's look at the rest of the league. Dakota Wesleyan beats Doan. Hastings is at home, and they just edged Jamestown 84-83. Dort beat Midland in overtime, and we talked about Morningside. Here you go. Concordia, Dort, Northwestern, Morningside, Hastings. 5 teams at 10-4. There are 5 teams tied for first place with the exact same records. So if you listen to me at all this year, I kept saying, oh, don't worry, they're all going to be tied before it's all over. Well, not all of them, but 5 of them are tied for first place. In the Chicagoland, Roosevelt, they won again. They beat Trinity Christian 75-71. Maurice Commander, 25 points. Julio Montez, the second, he had 14 points. Roosevelt is 19-3, and they're going to play St. Xavier on Wednesday. Olivet Nazarene, they win again, too. They beat St. Francis, 78-65. Tyler Schmidt, 21.7, 7 rebounds. And Sam Emick, 16 points, 4 rebounds. They're going to play Governor State tonight. Looking at the rest of the games in the Chicagoland, Calumet won. Indiana South Bend won. And Indiana Northwest, will show you in the standings why that's important. Whoops. Sorry about that. So Roosevelt's 2 games up on Indiana South Bend. 2 games up on South Bend, 3 games up on Northwest, and then Olivet Nazarene's almost another game behind. This is really where the race for first is. St. Xavier is right there. It's a pretty tight race, but I think this is kind of the race for first right here, and everybody here is kind of battling to try to get into third. Roosevelt seems like they got a pretty good handle on that conference. They win every big game they have. They pull it off. LSU Shreveport in the Southern States, they beat Huston Tillotson 80-69. Calvin Carpenter, he had 17 points. Tyler Washington, 24 points, 12 rebound, double-double. The Pilots go to 16-5. They're going to play Jarvis Christian on Thursday. Let's look at the rest of the Red River. Our Lady of the Lake falls to Texarkana. Texas College wins. Xavier wins. And Alexandria wins again. And Southwest beats LSU, Louisiana Christian. So Alexandria stays a game up in the conference to Texas College. One half game back is Xavier, and then another half game back is Shreveport. If you're kind of bunched up here, anybody here could still take this conference. The GSAC is another one. Everybody's beaten everybody. Arizona Christian, they beat Menlo 98-72. Trent Hudgens, 15 points, 4 assists, and Anthony Howell, he had 19 points. Arizona Christian goes to 17-6. They're going to play the Masters on Thursday. So Ottawa beats Jessup. These guys all just take turns beating each other up. Hope beats Vanguard in overtime. The Masters beats Life Pacific. So Arizona Christian, OUAZ, the Masters, and Jessup all have are 6-3. Hope's one game back. Menlo's one game back. You know, outside of Life Pacific, these teams are all within, you know, what, a couple games. And they just, like I say, they just trade turns beating each other up. In the Sun Conference, Florida Memorial beat Warner. Warner was on a roll, and they've really struggled lately. They beat him 84-75. Darius Ward, 27 points, 2 rebounds. Latavius Mitchell, 15 points, 11 rebounds. So Florida Memorial is going to take on St. Thomas on Wednesday. Another battle for Miami Garden, second one of the year. Ave Maria, they fall to Southeastern. Southeastern's a good program, but that is a tough loss for Ave Maria. Reggie Mesidor, 22 points, 4 rebounds, and Makai Vassell, 18 points, 3 rebounds for the Fire. Alvaro Maria goes to 17-5. They're going to play Warner on Wednesday. Let's take a look at the standings and the other action. St. Thomas beat Coastal Georgia, and then Weber beat Kaiser by 1. They nipped them. So Ave Maria is still a game up on Florida Memorial and St. Thomas. And then you see Kaiser and Southeastern are right there. It's just a costly loss because they, you know, they had a chance to stay up a couple games on Florida Memorial, but also now you have another team chasing the pack. So it just puts a lot of pressure on them. Well, I'm sure, obviously, they wish they could have it back, but that was a costly loss for Auburn Maria. But it was a great win for Southeastern. Florida College, they beat Crowley's Ridge 77-71. Tyshawn Judge, 17 points, and Jashavius Purdue, 16 points. They go to 21-4, and they're going to play Trinity College of Florida on Friday. In the River States, Point Park won. They beat West Virginia Tech 90-74. Jalen Stamps, who's been playing just really well for Point Park, 28 points, 8 assists. And Joe Valerie, 29 points, 11 rebounds for a big double-double. They're 21-2, and they're going to play Rio Grande Tuesday. Take a quick look at the standings there, or the rest of the action. St. Mary's of the Woods keeps winning. IU Kokomo got the win, Shawnee State. So all the expected teams went on to win. St. Mary's of the Woods, now all this conversation about Point Park, they're still second in the conference. So St. Mary of the Woods has still got a game up on them and Shawnee State. I know it's got to frustrate a team to sit. You're leading the conference, but the other team's rated and you're not. Number 25 in the heart, number 25, Mid-American Nazarene. They beat Grandview 103-59. Ed Wright, 26 points. Caleb Jones-McCrary, 15 points, 10 rebounds, a good double-double for him. They go to 18-4. They're going to play Benedictine on Wednesday. Quick look at the rest of the action there. Really, it went as expected. Mount Mercy won, Baker won. Central Methodist, though, they fell to Peru State. Missouri Valley won. Culver Stockton, of course, Mid-American Nazarene, as we said. Mid-American Nazarene stays a game and a half up on the pack. That loss was costly for Central Methodist. They're starting to separate back. This was a four-team pack that was essentially tied for weeks, and Central Methodist is starting to fall back, and Mid-American Nazarene is starting to get a little separation there at the top. A lot of basketball to play, though. In the American Midwest Conference, Columbia wins, and there was no score in Presto on that one. Hannibal LaGrange wins. Central Baptist continues to win, lead that conference by a game and a half. over in the North Star. Big winners for the North Star this weekend. You know, they play Friday and Saturday like the Cascade. Mayville State won two games over the weekend, and also Waldorf won two games over the weekend. So Dakota State, who was leading the conference, now they're tied with Bellevue. But look at this, Mayville, Waldorf, Dickinson State, these teams, look at this, they're all within two games. The top, what is it, one, two, three, four, five. The top six are all within two games. The way they work, they play for seeding, they play a tournament, and I think from the tournament they only get one bid, if I remember right. In the Appalachian Conference, Pikeville won, Union won, and CIU lost. Those are the most important scores over there in the Appalachian. Union continues to lead Pikeville. It's a half a game, and CIU now has fallen back two games from this pack. So this is going to be the race for the Appalachian Conference. I said it before, they're going to get boxing gloves out before that race is over. In the Cal Pack, Embry-Riddle beats Simpson, Antelope Valley wins. Westcliff beats Cal Maritime and St. Catherine and Merced win. Again, all the teams you would expect. Antelope Valley is two and a half up on Merced. I think this is a race for second. I'm not sure if Antelope Valley is going to give up two or three games. Antelope Valley is really good. We'll have to see. There's still games to play. Okay, I know I got through that pretty quick, but there was a ton of action. You can tune into Cascade Hoops Talk every weekday and find out what's going on in all the conference action around the country. And I appreciate everybody's time and listening, and get out and support your local NAI school. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.